So we put out a call to listeners. Send us your coincidence stories. And you did. Hundreds and hundreds of you did. We've read at least 1,300 coincidence stories, interviewed dozens of people. Here are just a few things we've learned. You're most prone to coincidences when you're young, teens or 20s. Lots of coincidences involve your grandmother. You're likely to experience a coincidence if you're in or near the Netherlands. Coincidences also happen to you in or near airplanes or on Craigslist. For many of you, coincidences were the answer to your prayers or helped you find your missing bike. Also, there are coincidences hidden in your name, your keys, your clothes, your address. Like when Flora and Ragaciano Pena first started dating.
When we met, he said that he was born in Salmonelli, and I said, well, I was too. And then when we were going to get married and we needed our birth certificates, we compared them, and it was the same building.
We heard stories about a lost roll of film discovered, coincidentally, in the stomach of a decomposing hyena. About the man who got his favorite T-shirt back from a stranger's knapsack in Slovakia. About the woman who was dating not one, but two Mark Steven Andersons at the same time. About the student whose car broke down in rush hour on a busy highway and the one person who just happens to stop who comes to her rescue. It's her dad, who lives 4 hours away. And one of my favorites, from a woman named Jill Peterson, who felt nauseated on the subway in New York City. As they pull into the Second Avenue stop, there's a garbage can perfectly positioned to help her out.
So the train doors open, and I'm beelining it for this can. And as I get there, out of the corner of my eye, I kind of see, like, another person heading my direction, kind of, like, going for the can, too. And, you know, it's all coming up, and I'm throwing up. And as I'm throwing up in this can, this person that's coming towards me starts throwing up in the can, too. And we're both, like, simultaneously barfing into this can into the subway station. And we kind of look at each other like, whoa, I don't know. How are you feeling? And she's like, oh, I'm feeling a little bit better now. I'm like, me too.
What's the only way to survive throwing up in front of a subway car full of strangers? Have a nice girl your age do it with you. And numbers. So many coincidences with numbers. One woman told us how she was at Thanksgiving with her extended family, and they suddenly realized that six of them had the exact same number of letters in their names. 23 letters.
Michael Arthur Vandeputty. Mary Elizabeth Vandeputty. William Arthur Vandeputty.
There was the guy at the mall doing surveys who had to ask people their phone number. It's obvious the guy he's surveying starts to make up a number. He says, 933-456.
When he read off that last number, he said, 8? And I kind of stepped back for a second, but I was cool. And I said, no, sir, I'm sorry. That's not your phone number. And he said, well, why isn't that my phone number? And I said, because that's my phone number. That's my phone number. The phone number that you just made up is actually my phone number.
These stories reminded me of an old Chinese saying I once heard. Actually, I learned it a couple weeks ago, and I have no idea how old it is. But it goes like this.
不巧不成书.
That's my friend Yuan Yuan D.
不巧不成书.
And what does it mean?
If there's no coincidence, there won't be stories.
No coincidence, no story.
To imply that, of course, lives are all, I don't know, developed in ways that we can't predict.
So is it like if you heard a story with a coincidence afterwards, you might be like, no coincidence, no story, like that?
That's right. Yes. Just an expression you use to quote.
Is it like a corny thing to say?
Mostly, I think, no, it won't be a corny thing to say.
Do you ever use it?
When I'm corny, yes.
At the risk of being corny, I'm going to say it. Today's show, no coincidence, no story. While the big man's away, we're going to sneak these coincidence stories onto the air. All the stories you'll hear today first aired on our show in 2013, so about 4 years ago. And they're all verified true stories that my colleagues hid from me until the actual interviews, so it wouldn't spoil the surprise, which is also why there is so much unprofessional giggling this hour. And full disclosure, I came into this topic a coincidence skeptic, believing that a coincidence is just a coincidence, nothing more. I judged, I confronted weakness, I countered wide-eyed faith with statistical probability, and by the end, well, stay with us.